It is my privilege to share God's word with you. Today is a very special day on our church calendar. It is the Feast of Christ the King, a day to commemorate Jesus' sovereignty and lordship over all creation. The following Sunday marks the start of Advent season when we remember Jesus' first coming to earth 2,000 years ago and his eventual coming to judge the world. Advent culminates with Christmas, the celebration of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. As Christians, we often address Jesus in our prayer as Lord or Savior. We rarely address him as our King. But today, let us see him not just as our personal Lord, but also as King and Sovereign over all things on earth and in heaven. Jesus' territorial kingdom is larger than ourselves, larger than the cathedral, the diocese, and the nations. His kingdom extends beyond this age and physical realm. Christ is supreme over all things. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, the Apostle Paul writes, "For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominion or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him." Friends, do we believe this in our hearts? Do we live our lives as if Christ is King of all? This year has been challenging for all of us. In the shadow of the pandemic, we sometimes wonder if Jesus is still King and Sovereign. There is so much pain, so much gloom and uncertainties. As a pastor, I would be lying if I do not have such doubts. When I lost my parents this year, I asked God, "Why have you allowed this to happen to me and to my family? Oh Lord, are you still sovereign and in control when the world seems so out of control? Are you still King and Sovereign in the midst of much despair and tragedies?" 600 years before the birth of Christ, the people of God faced far worse misery and sufferings from what we are experiencing today. The Babylonians had devastated Jerusalem and destroyed the temple of God. The Jewish people were killed, seized, dispersed, and exiled to foreign lands. Was God still King and Sovereign when the Babylonians destroyed their home nation and the temple? Was God still King and Sovereign when he allowed his chosen people to be exiled and held captivity by the Babylonians for 70 years? As believers today, we can look back and see the hopeful ending to this dark chapter of Israel history. We can see how God remained King and Sovereign over Israel in good and bad times. When Judah was judged and devastated by the Babylonians, God was King and Sovereign. When the Jews languished in exile for 70 years, God was King and Sovereign. When the Persians defeated the Babylonians in 539 BC, God was King and Sovereign. When the Jews were allowed to return to rebuild Jerusalem and the temple, God was King and Sovereign. Friends, how do we know that God was still King and Sovereign in the midst of much devastations and restorations? God revealed his sovereignty and glory to Ezekiel in a vision of the throne room. You can read this amazing scene in Ezekiel chapter 1. In this vision, God commissioned Ezekiel to be his prophet of judgment and hope to the Jewish exiles. God used Ezekiel to speak against Judah's leaders for failing to uphold God's covenant and causing the nation to be judged and fall into Babylonian hands. The leaders of Judah failed miserably to protect, to shepherd their people according to God's way and will. In Ezekiel's prophecy, God remained King and Sovereign. in the Ezekiel passage that was read earlier. God is pictured as a shepherd who gathers his people back to Israel. Let me read that verse again. Ezekiel 34, verse 11. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and bring them into their own land. True enough, God used the Persians to defeat the Babylonians. He used Cyrus the Great to issue a decree in 538 BC to allow the Jews to finally return to Jerusalem and rebuild their city and temple. God was king and sovereign to his people, and he brought them back home. 8 months ago, the cathedral was closed on 18 March 2020, when we discovered that we had a COVID-19 case. I saw God's sovereign and merciful hands in this saga. Even though there was a COVID-19 case in the cathedral, we did not become a cluster, and none of us received any quarantine order. The family of the COVID-19 patient was thankfully not infected. I saw how God protected the cathedral and his people. In early July, we were eventually allowed to return for on-site worship at the cathedral. In a way, God is like the shepherd who seeks his flock and gathers them back to his church. Friends, he is our King and Sovereign. God is not only concerned with the believers, his heart is also for the lost and searching. Jesus said that he came to seek and to save the lost. If this is the heart and mission of our King Jesus, we should also seriously undertake this divine responsibility to seek and gather his sheep back to the church. Friends, do you know of any church friends who have been scattered by the circuit breaker and church closure? Let us invite them back to reconnect with the church community. Do you know any friends who are searching for hope, for acceptance and truth? Let us invite them to meet our King Jesus. As King and Sovereign, God does not only gather his people back, he also takes care of them by feeding and giving them rest. Ezekiel 34 verse 14 says, I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. For the past 8 months, many of us were restless, lost, and hungry. God has finally brought us back, and he wants to feed and fill us with his word and spirit. God wants us to give us rest from the weariness and burdens of this world. When we come to King Jesus, we will find rest and plenty. Jesus said, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus also said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Friends, this is an invitation by King Jesus to all of us. What have you been feeding your soul? Where have you been finding rest in? During the circuit breaker, we were shut at home and isolated from the church. Most of us struggle with working from home and taking care of our family. As a pastor, I felt lost and alienated as I could not conduct my normal pastoral duties. When I examined my heart closely, I realized that I've been using church activities and schedules to fill my soul and justify my vocation. The circuit breaker forced me to re-examine my priorities and values. As Christians, we often fall into the trap that doing more things equate to more blessings or more spiritual satisfaction. This is a fallacy. Instead of feeding my soul with more activities, I had to stop and feed on His word and presence. The only thing that can satisfy our souls and desire is the person of King Jesus. Let us scrutinize our hearts. Let us be honest with ourselves and with God. Lord, I am tired and hungry. Lord, I am empty and lost. King Jesus invites us. He wants to fill us and give us rest. As King and Sovereign, God protects His people who are victimized by oppression and exploitation. He will judge and punish those who bring injustice to His people. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 22. I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. Jesus reminded the disciples that all judgment has been given to Him by God the Father. Jesus also referred to the end of the age when He'll come in His glory to judge the nations. He said in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people from one and another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. In this life, we may face many opposition and injustice, but God is our King and Sovereign. If He doesn't deliver us from the injustice in this lifetime, He will do so with divine wrath and righteousness in the next. King Jesus will see us through, for He is our protector, He is our deliverer, and He is our judge. Friends, what injustice are you experiencing today? Are you a victim or a prey to circumstances beyond your control? Jesus is on your side. He is on our side. He is our King. He is our judge. Cry out to Him. He hears your pleas and your cries. Lastly, Ezekiel spoke about the messianic kingdom from the lineage of David. In verse 23, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord, I have spoken. 600 years before the birth of Christ, Ezekiel and his hearers couldn't fully comprehend what this prophecy meant. Who was this shepherd? Who was this servant David? Who was this prince? 600 years later, the archangel Gabriel revealed it to Mary of Nazareth. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Today, we understand that Ezekiel was referring to Jesus, who is the Messiah, the Shepherd King from the line of David. Jesus was not just the promised Messiah to the Jewish people 2,000 years ago. He is the King who reigns forever, and His kingdom has no end. Earlier, I shared with you my struggles when God took my parents from me. In my moments of doubts and grief, I will remember that Jesus is the King of my parents in eternity. He reigns over our lives on this earth, and He will reign over us in eternity. He will come again to judge the world and welcome His followers. So friends, let us hold this truth in our hearts. Jesus is King. Let us declare it on our lips. Jesus is King. Let us teach it to our children and to the next generation. Jesus is King. Let us shout it out to the world. Jesus is King. Let us proclaim Jesus is King today, tomorrow, until He comes again in His mighty glory. Amen.